Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Let's get a quick Hey, I Was Wondering in here, okay? 5:30 Club, Hey, I Was Wondering. You can fill that Hey, I Was Wondering mailbag, and we use it. You get the Eric in the Morning prize pack. You text us 60123. We have found that that is the best way to fill the wondering mailbag. Violetta cleans it out and reloads it. I don't know, what, about once a week?
Twice? Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks?
No, like once a week I try. I just want more options.
All right,
you know?
Keep bringing them. Keep bringing them. Questions like this. I've never heard this before. Hey, Eric, from a 630. Been wondering this for years. Is that Whip that sings the jingles on the show? Sounds so much like him.
Really?
Jingles on the show. Like, I probably need more clarification from the 630. Do you think they mean the jingles for the bits? You know, like yesterday's neighbor bit?
Hey, look, there's my neighbor, the one with bizarre behavior. Swings around a saber. Please do me a favor. Won't you be my neighbor?
You think that's what they mean? Those jingles?
I think that's what they're referring to, yes.
630, no, that is actually not Whip. That is Swanee and his band, The Velvet Tones.
They're smooth.
Yeah, they're very smooth. Remember they did the I've already forgotten, featured Friday cocktail. See how quickly I forget. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was such a good segment.
I know. It was there and then it was gone. You know, for like the entire month of January, the featured Friday cocktail. Swanee and the Velvet Tones sing all those.
Yeah.
Whip does, though, sing these.
The best variety.
That is Whip. That is Whip and his wife.
Yeah.
We hire them and they do those jingles in their basement.
Yeah. I mean, I sing several parts in there, actually. I just mix my own voice with my own voice. It's amazing.
Listen carefully. You can hear him.
The best variety.
That's him.
More music.
Right.
Mix 101.9.
See, there it is.
Whoa. Yeah.
It is really, really clear that is you.
Do you really think you could you sing a jingle?
it's funny.
No.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure I could.
No.
I would technically I could I could do it, but not well.
Something to consider.
Yeah.
Top 312-233-1019. Violetta keeps smelling popcorn in the hallways. I keep smelling the spare rib risotto that the oldies guys are eating.
Right?
Unconventional breakfast you're enjoying this morning. This one fits. Hi there, Molly.
Hello.
What are you having?
Chocolate milk and cold pizza.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's living, I think.
Sounds delicious. Tell them what you're having, Joseph.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce for breakfast. Is it the canned kind in the shape of the can?
No, it's homemade. I make it myself.
Oh, there you go. I'm with you. I love cranberry sauce. Tell them what you're having for breakfast here, Bill.
I've got a Pepsi, cottage cheese, and peanut butter crackers.
Oh, man, cottage cheese combination.
Living high on the hog.
Man, you're going to have some terrific breath here in about 20 minutes. So's Jenny. Tell them what you're having, Jenny.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut for breakfast. That'll also be added to the list of do not microwave it in the morning.
Yeah.
No.
Sauerkraut. In at number three, Mark is enjoying
Thai peanut noodle.
That sounds good, actually.
Thai peanut noodle for breakfast. A little leftover from last night, Mark?
Well, you know, I had it for lunch yesterday at the calf, and the calf had some leftover ones in the fridge, so I just bought another one for breakfast.
You gotta go. Yeah. You gotta go. Uh-huh. An odd combination, Larry at number two.
Snow crab and peanut butter on an onion bagel.
Wait a second. That's
that
fancy.
Will destroy your digestive system.
It's not going to treat me well.
Wow. Snow crab and peanut butter on an onion bagel. And finally, in at number one, your strange breakfast and what we almost named this show, Rachel.
Imitation crab and pickles.
Crab and pickles. Came this close to naming the show. Crab and pickles in the morning.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
No, that's what he asked me. I am not. I just am on this kick of crab and pickles. I know it's so weird.
That's a lot. I mean, we had several people there, call Rachel, that are all enjoying crab this morning. It must be crustacean season or something.
I guess.
Very weird. So it is good? You like the combination? Sweet pickles or dill?
Dill all the way.
Dill all the way.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, I'm a sweet pickle guy. I can't do
really?
Dill. Yeah, can't do it. Violetta can't get enough of it.
Oh, it's so good. You guys should watch it.
I guess everybody in the world can't either. It set a record for Netflix, Hulu, Discovery Max.
On Netflix.
Right.
I think it hit like 62 million views.
Oh, no, it's like 81
81?
Million.
81?
Oh. Something stupid. Hi there, Nancy.
Hi.
You're a big Bridgerton fan.
I am.
Okay. You've watched it all the way through?
Yeah, in like one weekend.
Wow.
I just binged it.
Wow. What's your favorite part? Why do you like it so much?
I think it's just so different than our current times.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of just puts it into perspective of how people used to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it like the 1800s, 1700s,
1200s? Yeah, 1800s, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. And it's British, right?
Yes.
Has a royal quality to mm-hmm. it. Do you have a favorite character?
The Duke of Hastings.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Me too.
Love me some Duke of Hastings.
He's such a
bad
one. He's
fun to look at.
Yeah, he's fun to look at. He's fun to watch. And it also sounds like something that ought to be on a breakfast menu.
Duke of Hastings.
I'll take
sure.
the Duke of Hastings.
True.
Now, I want to try something with you here. They say about Bridgerton, once something becomes a pop culture sensation, Nancy. All right? I have two questions for you. What's the last thing you drank?
Coffee.
Okay, let me write that down. Coffee. And then, secondly, the second question, what brand of shoes are you wearing?
Uggs.
Okay. Because they say you can figure out your Bridgerton name this way. Lord or lady, plus your first name, plus add ton to the last thing you drank and the brand of shoes you wore today, which would make you Lady Nancy Coffeyton Uggs. That's your Bridgerton name.
That's cute.
It actually kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Lady Nancy Coffeyton Uggs.
Coffeyton Uggs.
She's a Bridgerton character.
I love it.
Hang on, Nancy. Whip, what's the last thing you drank today?
Coffee.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Skechers.
Okay, so you'd be Lord Whip Coffeyton Skechers.
Okay.
Yeah, a ton to what you last drank and whatever shoes you wore today. What is the adult film star porn name? It's like your childhood pet's name and the street you grew up on, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's always fun.
Because I have a really good one with that.
Okay. Really?
Like my adult film star name would be Stryker Oakleaf.
Stryker. I think Stryker, that's an actual adult film star.
Yeah, I know. Your childhood pet plus the street you grew up on?
Right.
Stryker Oakleaf. What's yours, Whip?
So what is it again?
Childhood pet
is Fuzzy.
Oh,
we've done this before.
And the street you grew up on.
Ozanam. Fuzzy Ozanam. Yeah.
There you go. How about you, Violetta?
Sweet Wellington.
There you go. That actually sounds like a Bridgerton name.
Yeah, kind of does.
Time to find out what's trending on Twitter. Top three things. Here we go at number three.
Okay, so normally Twitter is a mean place, but it's World Cancer Day, and this trend is bringing out the best in all of us. Many are telling their stories, offering a helping hand, and donating to help fund research.
That's great.
I know.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Ashton Kutcher says wife Mila Kunis is having a love affair with Bridgerton.
Oh,
she admits she is hooked to this, and Kutcher even caught her in the act. I didn't know what that meant, so I had to read further.
Oh,
she was deep into an episode 5 and late into the night, watching it while Ashton slept next to her. And this is where a lot of the magic happens in episode 5. Kutcher wakes up.
I thought you meant in the bed with Mila and Ashton.
Oh, no, no.
A lot of the magic happens.
Well, maybe. So Kutcher wakes up from a dead sleep and asked her if she was watching porn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cute little story.
You know, Mila Kunis, she's still in my top three.
She's so, like, bad girl, but, like, such a nice person, too.
Mila Kunis in the one with Jason Segel and Russell Brand and
Sarah Marshall. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, I love her in that. And trending on, but I can't remember the name of the movie.
You forgot.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
There's an adorable video of a little girl singing her own unique song that has gone viral because she pretty much captures how all of us are feeling. We have a little clip of that. Hit it, Whip.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Still better than Katy Perry.
She just won't stop, and her mom's recording her in her child's seat, and it's adorable. She's really into it.
Phone lines are full of people in concussion protocol.
Oh, no.
Yeah, been hit up there in a jar, hit in the head. They're warning people in Florida because of the plunging temperatures down there. They've got bad weather there, too. Be on the alert for falling iguanas out of the tree. They'll hit you right in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like an 8-pound iguana coming down, hitting you right in the head.
Would not be pleasant.
You don't mess with that. I got hit in the head by a hoe.
Yeah, not what you thought.
My dad was hoeing. Which actually, like gardening hoeing.
Yeah.
That's something on North Avenue.
Clarify that.
Yeah. And again, he swung that thing back at me right ahead. There was a lady with a rake, but we lost her.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like it. Hey, Steve, hitting ahead with a what?
Trying to get in the attic in my garage. Took a spill off the ladder. Ladder right in the head. Took the tip of my ear off.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God is right.
Looks like Evander Holyfield got a hold of my ear.
Wow. Took the ear right off.
Ew.
No fun right there.
No.
Hitting ahead, Teresa.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Yes. My snowblower, I was trying to manhandle it around my garage, and I had it back on the wheels, and then when I went to set it down, you know how you have the handle to kind of make it go?
Right.
It cracked me right in the head, in the eye.
Wow.
Oh,
to the point where I ran in the house to look in a mirror, because I literally thought I could have taken the eye right out.
Oh, man.
Wow.
They kick back right on you.
Got to be careful with the blower.
Right up there in the head. Hey, Angela.
Hi.
Hi, hit in the head.
Yeah, I got hit in the head with a beer can.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. A full one?
One. I was at a fraternity party in college,
and my
girlfriends and I were dancing under a balcony, and it was like a movie. Whammo, right in the head.
Wow. Whammo.
Whammo is right.
Which I believe is what it sounds like when you get hit there. Whammo. Well, those fraternity parties, you got to watch out. Oh, hi there, Barb. Hit in the head.
Yes, got hit in the head when I was 5 years old with a baseball bat.
Oh, no.
Knocked me out.
Oh, my God.
Somebody took a swing as you were walking by?
Actually, I was playing as the catcher for my two sisters, and she said, back up. So I took a baby step back, and she came swinging around and whack.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Lucky to be alive. Hang on, Jeff. You're coming up. Hi there. First, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hitting the head.
Yeah, well, my head hit the door frame.
When?
About 2 weeks ago.
There we go. A fresh head hit.
Tooth.
What happened?
Knocked my front tooth out, currently without a tooth.
Wow.
You were coming in hot on the door frame, huh?
Hit it clean. Broke it right off.
Wow.
Yeah, you sound great, though.
Yeah, I caught it square. And then, look, everything comes full circle. They issue the alert in Florida. Jeff should have paid attention. Hitting the head with a what, Jeff?
I was actually hit in the head by the iguana, but he was
amazing.
He was a pet iguana.
Okay, how'd that happen?
Well, we were cleaning the iguana cage. It was my son's iguana, and the iguana was roaming around the house and decided to climb a fireplace that was over 20 feet tall.
Oh, man.
And so we're sitting there underneath trying to figure out how we're going to get him back, and he fell down on top of us.
Look at that. You don't even need to be cold in St. Petersburg. You get a hit in the head by an iguana around here. Secret Eric in the morning off air poll 312-233-1019. 10 women. 10 women. An A or B choice. Maybe you'll be a little surprised by this, or maybe you won't be surprised at all.
Okay.
Let's find out. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you single, dating, married?
I am married.
Perfect. Okay. This is a great question. How old are you?
I am 26 years old.
Perfect. Given an opportunity or a choice, Alexis, when the pandemic started, if you could be quarantined with your husband or your best friend, who would you pick to be quarantined with?
I would choose my best friend.
Aha!
Really?
And why did you so easily make that choice?
I don't know. I get along with my best friend really well. It's different than being with your significant other.
I see. You get along with them.
I wonder.
It's so different.
I mean, I get along with my husband, too, but sometimes, you know, too much time together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you were quarantined with her, I wonder if that would still be the same case.
That's interesting.
I think it would be.
You know what, Alexis? In a national survey, 60%, most women in the U.S. would rather quarantine with their female friend, their best friend, than their significant other. So you are in the majority on that one.
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised at all. All right, let me ask you this then. So we just spoke to 10 women just like you off the air. Asked them that question we just asked you. If you could be quarantined with your significant other or your best friend, who would you pick? Regardless of the people saying, my significant other is my best friend. Blah, blah, blah. What percentage do you think of the 10 said they chose their best friend, like you?
Probably 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? You're so close. 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
All 10 calls chose their best friend over their significant other.
Because then it feels like a vacation.
That is insane. Thank you, Alexis. Everybody loves their friends more than their husband.
Yeah. Whip. Oh, I get it.
This engagement location most likely will end in divorce. 312-233-1019. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
You say?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Now, you would think, right?
Oh.
Great, great, great guess.
You would think, but that is not it. Jack.
Hi.
Hi, you say?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. No.
That's a famous spot.
Not at Niagara Falls. No, no, no. This location, if you get engaged here, will most likely end in divorce. Justin.
Hey, hey, we're going to go with Paris.
And we're going to go and we're going to get it. Paris it is.
Wee wee.
Yeah.
And you know what, Justin? It gets even worse if your parents live there and it's in their backyard in Paris.
Oh, all right, good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad.
Yeah, I knew they'd be in there somewhere.
That is not good. Well done. How's your day going, Justin?
It's not too bad so far. On the way to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work for Coca-Cola, actually.
Oh, do you really?
Oh,
did you,
yeah.
We did a story earlier about the Mean Joe Green commercial going to be coming back around Super Bowl time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Paris, in at number one, 23% end in divorce if you get engaged in Paris. 1 in 4.
Okay,
wow.
So it's just you're swept up in the moment, but you're not thinking it out.
Yep, yep. Number two is Iceland. So this now here's the thing. This list looks like this is a global list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just people here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in true American fashion, we think it's only about us.
Yeah.
Right?
Iceland, that's weird.
Number three, New York City.
Okay.
Number four, Wales. I mean, just ask the royal family.
Right.
Number five, Vancouver. Don't even think about it, you Canadians. Number six, Bodrum, Turkey.
Ah, you know gobble, that? Gobble.
Do you know that, Violetta?
No.
Okay. I thought as a Serbian, you might know. You know.
No, I've never been to Turkey.
Kind of nearby.
Kind of.
The Maldives at number seven. Russia at number eight.
Moscow.
The old Moscow engagement. Venice at number nine. And Santorini, Greece, number 10.
Wow.
Most likely to end in divorce. The Weeknd is playing at the Super Bowl this weekend. And maybe this weekend you're having friends over to your house for the weekend to watch The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And for that reason, we're giving you tickets to see The Weeknd because you have to deal with those idiot people that are staying in your home. Worst things hosts say their guests have done in their house. Slept in the living room naked.
Oh my God.
Caught them taking money out of my wife's purse.
Huh.
Ate my leftovers from the fridge. Set my living room on fire and others. Your calls now, 312-233-1019. Here's the thing. Since Whip got to pick the time for tomorrow, 7:45, Violetta, you're going to pick today's winner.
Okay.
Whip, you can give her your choice. I'll give her my choice. But
okay.
Do not be influenced. It's
okay.
Just our thoughts.
Yeah. Mm.
You pick the winner.
Mm-hmm.
From the person who had to endure the most from a guest. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Angelica, the guest for a weekend you had to put up with did what?
She hooked up with a random guy in my daughter's bedroom.
Nice. Good start. Strong start. Strong start.
Oh, my God.
Your best friend hooked up with some rando in your daughter's bedroom.
Yes. She came from college for the weekend. I said she can stay in my house. I let her take my daughter's bedroom. She went out, woke up in the morning. There's some random guy there.
Wow. Oh,
super gross. Oh, yeah. How old's your daughter at the time?
Oh, my daughter was 3 at the time.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to puke.
Oh, hold on, Angelica. Ooh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he stayed for breakfast.
Oh, we're starting strong. Very strong. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
You had to put up with a guest.
I did. So they came over. We went out to the bars. They got a little sloppy, so didn't necessarily want to put them on, like, a good couch or a bed, so
right.
I threw them in the basement.
Good
we were doing a bathroom remodel. The toilet was not attached to anything.
Oh, no.
It wasn't even in the bathroom, too, which is what killed me, but it was filled with various things the next morning.
They used an unattached toilet that wasn't even in the bathroom. It's a prop. It's a prop.
Yeah, not even in the bathroom.
Oh, nice. All right, hold on.
My jaw's dropped. These stories are incredible.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh,
all right.
God.
312-233-1019. Sarah, your house guest.
Hi, yes. I had an uncle come in, and he came over for the weekend. We had a bird that we raised from the time it fell out of the nest, and while we were at school, he decided that the bird needed some fresh air in 124-degree weather in Arizona.
So we came home to our dead bird.
Yeah,
so he let the bird out? He let your bird out?
He put it in the cage.
Oh, I see.
He left it in the cage, but thought it needed fresh air.
So it didn't end well for the bird, is what you're saying?
No, not at all.
No, the uncle killed their bird.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold on. Worst house guest. Hi there, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, worst house guest.
I came home from work, mm-hmm. and my cousin was in my bedroom on my desktop, no less, watching porn. And in a very embarrassed position.
It was awful.
It was awful.
It's awful for me. I wasn't even there.
No. That was your cousin?
That was
my cousin. My older male cousin.
Guy cousin?
You walked in on your older male guy cousin watching porn on your laptop. So
can I ask you?
Desktop.
Can I ask you what you said?
I just was like, oh, hey, Steve, what are you doing?
Hey, Steve, finish up.
And once I realized, I had to, like, run out.
Yeah.
Of my room.
And by run out, you ran completely out of the house, out of the neighborhood, out of the country.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Okay, hold on. Wow, tough choices today.
Oh, are you kidding me? These are so good.
Boy. Boyfriend hooked up with rando in my 3-year-old's bedroom. Friends used the unattached toilet in the basement. Uncle put bird out and killed it, or caught my cousin taking care of business on my desktop.
Oh, my God.
I'm never having anybody over again.
No, not worth it.
Never having anybody again.
All right,
Whip, what guidance would you give her?
It is so difficult. I'm going to have to go with Cousin Steve on the desktop.
Okay.
I'm really torn.
I know.
I am really torn. Swanee, who would you go with? I would probably... Oh, let's see what Swanee says. Swanee wants no part of it.
They're all so good for different reasons.
They are.
I don't know.
So originally I was leaning toward like the bathroom issue, you know, going on an unhooked toilet.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, you can't get over walking in on your cousin on a desktop computer.
You cannot get over it. That's true.
All right, you want to go with that one?
Yeah, we're going with Cousin Steve
taking care of business. So great. You know what? Hang on, Swanee. Can we give them all three finalists something there?
Please.
Our three finalists, used unattached toilet, boyfriend hooked up with rando in daughter's bedroom. We'll get you some prizes, some Eric in the Morning prize packs. But let's go to Tracy.
Yes.
Because of your permanently scarring experience with your cousin, you're going to see The Weeknd.
That's great.
Congratulations. It's Three Story Thursday. Means I've got three stories and three stories only for you. We can squeeze that in 3 minutes, right?
Oh, I think so.
Three stories.
Yeah.
3 minutes. Three dinosaurs. I got three dinosaur stories on Three Story Thursday. And you're only going to be comfortable with one of them.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yep.
Weird.
You ready for the three headlines? And then you pick the order you want them.
Yes, sure. Please.
Right now. For those of you just tuning in trying to win some money, I want to apologize for what you're about to experience. Because I'm going to read the headlines verbatim, and they're going to be really uncomfortable.
Oh.
So you've been warned.
Okay.
If it makes you uncomfortable, tune away for 2.5 minutes.
Mm.
And then come back.
Hmm.
Nobody's going to do that. Everybody wants to hear them.
No, of course.
You ready? Headline number one there, Whip. Bendy penises may be how dinosaurs got busy, say scientists.
Wow. That is something I had never wondered about ever.
Mm. Well, scientists did. They said they're bendy.
Okay.
You know, my friend has a video.
All right.
No, of a couple giraffes at the zoo.
All right.
You just don't expect it.
Stay on point with the dinosaurs. All right, here's yours, Violetta.
Yeah.
First preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, a paleontologist says.
What?
Just paleontologist on the second one, scientist on the first one.
Okay.
It's not me.
No.
Butthole.
And headline number three. 4-year-old girl discovers 220-million-year-old dinosaur footprint on Welsh beach.
All right, we'll go. We'll end with the bendy thing, right?
Oh, we can do whatever you'd like, Whip.
Let's end with that one because that actually is the most curious to me.
Violetta,
can we start with the butt?
Start with the butt. End with the bendy.
Mm-hmm.
First preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, says paleontologist. The first dinosaur butt ever discovered is shedding light, so to speak, where the sun don't shine. The discovery reveals how dinosaurs use this multi-purpose opening.
To poop?
Well, that, and they also laid eggs.
Oh, no, they did not.
I guess that's what the paleontologist says.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No.
The dinosaur's butt is so well preserved, researchers can see remnants of things going on back there. All the activity in action. You know, laying eggs, doing other stuff, going to the bathroom, you know.
So they found the bone, right? Like the butt bone?
Yeah, so to speak. An anatomical quirk also seen in living crocodilians. Mm. So again, you know, a crocodile is considered among the most ancient living beings on the planet. Much
dinosaur
like
remnant.
I don't know that I realized dinosaurs laid eggs through their butts.
No, well, I knew they laid eggs, but I didn't know it came out their butt.
I own a piece of a dinosaur egg shell. I joke
really?
You not. Yeah.
Are you sure it's real?
How'd you get your hands on that?
This place called Dave's Rock Shop in Evanston.
Oh, that sounds like you can trust him.
It has stuff like that, I swear to God.
Why would Dave lie to you?
No, Dave's awesome. Dave rocks.
What's this? Oh, that's a dinosaur egg.
It's like
awesome. Yeah. It's a dinosaur egg. $29.99 you can have that.
It's like
awesome.
60 million years old.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. 4-year-old girl discovers 220-million-year-old dinosaur footprint on Welsh beach. Lily Wilder was out for a stroll in South Wales when she stumbled upon the footprint in a loose block sitting near the ocean. It was Lily and Dad Richard who discovered the footprint, said Mom Sally. Lily saw it as they were walking along and said, "Daddy, look." When Richard came home and showed me the photograph, I thought it looked amazing. Richard thought it was too good to be true. He'd seen it at Dave's Rock Shop.
Up in Evanston?
Dave does not lie.
I never said he did.
Dave does not misrepresent what he has there.
The footprint is called a growlator and was made 220 million years ago by dinosaur, says a researcher who is looking into it now.
Isn't that incredible how it could stay preserved for
crazy.
So long?
Crazy. You know, it's the damnedest thing. Bendy penises, maybe how dinosaurs got busy, say scientists. Scientists are nearer to discovering how dinosaurs did it after reconstructing part of the giant beast's business. It's possible monsters such as the mighty T-Rex had bendy ones.
Oh, my God.
The breakthrough came when a museum fossil turned out to have a well-preserved cavity down there where the business is. Seen in birds and crocodiles, most birds do not have junk and mate with this area, allowing just enough... you don't care about any of this.
No, I kind of do.
It would be difficult for heavy and often spiky dinosaurs to mate without one of these.
Of course.
I mean, you know, on the spikies and...
You're doing a lot of hand gestures over there.
You know, because it's like a low to the ground and it's spiky on the back, you know.
A lot of hazards involved. Like you're in the worst kind of like...
No doubt about it.
Yeah, dungeon of...
It's dangerous.
Weird
stuff. You got to get it just right.
Yeah. It's all angles. All angles with the dinosaurs. Let's find out top three things trending on Twitter.
Okay.
Here we go. In at number three.
So Irish celebrations and parades might be canceled here in the city, but McDonald's has announced that the Shamrock Shake is coming back this month, starting February 15th.
That is good news.
Yeah, right after Valentine's Day, go get yourself a light green minty milkshake.
Isn't it really a bummer that the Southside Irish Parade is canceled for the second year in a row now?
Yeah. That's too soon.
That's a bummer. You can't do that safely outside by the middle end of March, no?
You can't really do anything safely, though, at the Southside Irish Parade. Like,
there's
it was
no way to control.
Yeah,
it's a crowd control thing, I think. Yeah. A big crowd.
It gets back to the outside thing, and maybe you require people to wear masks. I don't know.
Don't tell us.
Seems like it. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Firefly Lane trending after season one of the new Katherine Heigl show dropped yesterday on Netflix. It's about a couple of best friends and their relationship over the decades.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I read a story over the weekend about Katherine Heigl saying she got a bum rap for being labeled difficult.
She looks kind of difficult, but she looks really nice, too, so it's kind of complicated.
How can someone even look that way?
Well, because
she looks really mean, but looks really nice, too.
It's about her reputation for not being very nice.
Right. But she
not nice looking.
But she looks nice, but she looks difficult.
Right.
But she looks nice.
She just looks like she has a lot of opinions. And people who normally have a lot of opinions, people don't like.
She does have a lot of opinions.
That's an excuse for people who actually are not very nice, but like to say, well, it's just because I'm being strong.
Are we fighting?
No. Okay. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have opinions, but people still like them.
I still don't know why we can't have the Southside Irish Parade.
See, that's an opinion right there.
You want a Shamrock Shake?
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Demi Lovato trending right now because of her new song with Sam Fisher. sure. We played it here. We also reviewed it here. A lot of opinions about it. But a lot of people are excited to listen to it. It's called What Other People Think. So go check it out.
What Other People Say.
No.
We did What Other People Think.
Oh, yeah. It's What Other People Say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
I don't know. I didn't love the song, but I do love you, Demi.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.